This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Headline from Pakistan. Pakistan extends legal stay for 1.4 million Afghan refugees. If you will recall, within these last days, Pakistan has ordered up to 1.7 million, I've seen that number, of Afghan nationals to leave the country by, and the date was uncertain, but I believe it was originally the end of October. Now, I welcome Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, I come to you because the order seemed overwhelming to everyone, including those of us reading it by such and such a date, 1.7 million or 1.4 million. And you made the salient point the last time we spoke of these matters that many of these Afghan nationals have never lived in Afghanistan. They've spent their lives in Pakistan, and suddenly the order comes. One, why the order? And two, why the extension? They're almost as if the Islamabad and Rawalpindi, the two poles of authority in Pakistan, have had consideration, have had a phone call. Why did they change? Good evening to you.
Good evening. There were two factors which we discussed the last time. One was that the Pakistani government needed a distraction for its from its problems, announcing that 1.7 million Afghans, whom many Pakistanis blame for their problems, as people tend to do with migrants in many countries, will be expelled. And so when you say that, there's a huge distraction. Everybody get focused on that. And of course, Pakistan's police is extremely corrupt. They started expelling people who claimed that they had legitimate documents. So every individual case became an issue. The second part of this exercise was directed at the Taliban in Afghanistan. A message was being sent to them that many of your leaders have families here. You've left them here and we've looked after them. Review your policies. Otherwise, this could come to bite you. Those two messages have been delivered. I don't think that anybody in Pakistan thought that 1.7 million people could be located in a population of 225 million. And then they could be identified lawfully, properly, and then expelled. I think that the deportation order was more a political war cry than it was an actual policy that could be pragmatically, practically implemented.
We have the announcement that there will be an election in January. Did it influence the election in some fashion? Does it empower Nawaz Sharif in some fashion or the army?
Well, we must understand that the largest population in Pakistan is from the province of Punjab, which is where Nawaz Sharif has its support base, which is where the army is recruited from primarily, and which is where Imran Khan also had his support. So Punjab is where the Afghan refugees are least popular. The Afghan refugees have a disproportionate number of Pashtuns. Pakistan also has Pashtuns. So if there is any sympathy for the Afghan refugees, that is in the Pashtun belt, not in Punjab. And by saying that we are going to get rid of these people and thereby stop the bleeding of resources that goes towards the welfare of these migrants, there is definitely a political advantage for both the establishment and the two political factions that are from Punjab.
Bill, a very good day to you. I read from the Washington Post report most recently. The victory of the Taliban in Afghanistan 2 years ago has energized the Pakistani militant group, the Pakistan Taliban. And while the Afghan government denies allegations that it is providing haven to that group, the Pakistani Taliban, security analysts said the success of the Afghan Taliban has at a minimum emboldened its Pakistani counterpart and encouraged it to fully embrace the same playbook. This is Dateline Peshawar by the Washington Post correspondents Khan and Nowak. Bill, do you see a confidence across the border in Pakistan? The Taliban in Afghanistan, most recently, the report is they're completely inept at government, but this says it's they're seen as a success. Good day to you, Bill.
Hello, John. Yes, the Taliban in Afghanistan, I think they've done a good job of governance on its terms, which is controlling the country, enforcing its will. and enforcing its harsh brand of Sharia law on the people of Afghanistan. That is what the Taliban cares about primarily. Everything else is really not a major concern to the Taliban. It's always wanted the return of its Islamic Emirate. Look, more than half of the leaders of the current Taliban government were in control of Afghanistan prior to 9/11. So it tells you the Taliban were never defeated. And it also tells you that they're just more of the same. You know, the new Taliban is the old Taliban, and the old Taliban never really cared about caring for the Afghan people. So its governance is just fine. So, you know, we're trying to judge the success of the Taliban's governance on our terms, but on the Taliban's terms, everything is operating as it should be.
The suggestion here, Bill, is that the two camps are working together. Is that your information?
The idea that the Afghan Taliban are not sheltering the Pakistani Taliban is absolutely absurd. And the idea that the Pakistanis didn't understand this is also absurd. The Pakistani Taliban was launching attacks against Pakistani security forces while, you know, during U.S. presence in Afghanistan. It was happening for well over a decade, for after the establishment. The Afghan Taliban in areas of control was sheltering members of the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan. And to say that the Pakistani government isn't aware of this now or didn't think this would happen after the Taliban took over Afghanistan is absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, the Pakistani state suffered probably over 100,000 casualties during the height of the TTP, or the movement Taliban in Pakistan insurgency. So what's 1,000 to it now? It has its strategic depth. The idea, you know, the Afghan Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban, it's one and the same. The Pakistani Taliban swears allegiance to the Afghan Taliban.
Mr. Ambassador, the confusion here is that the ISI, a Pakistani intelligence, is said to be the originator of the Afghanistan Taliban. These two organizations, are they seen in Rawalpindi as working together, or is the Taliban of Pakistan regarded as a threat to the regime?
There was always a presumption that the Pakistani Taliban will be controlled by the Afghan Taliban, and that presumption was wrong. And I think that today, Pakistan's special envoy for dealing with Afghanistan has publicly said that Pakistan is alarmed that the Afghan Taliban are not acting against TTP. This is a classic case of engaging in proxy war and having partners who have a mind of their own. And I think that the Pakistanis recognized that the TTP and the Afghan Taliban have a relationship. I agree with Bill there. They should have known that these people will act together and that the Pakistani Taliban will attack inside Pakistan after the Taliban have taken over in Afghanistan. I wrote that several times. Bill probably pointed it out many times. But I think that they were in a state of delusion. And also, they probably still thought that they will have things under their control. And maybe some still think that they will be able to control the Pakistani Taliban as well as the Afghan Taliban. I don't think that they will. Once people have gained power with foreign support, they don't always follow the script that is handed to them. And the Afghan Taliban are not going to listen to the Pakistanis. And as Bill pointed out, their main concern is enforcement of Sharia. Why should they stop at enforcement of Sharia in Afghanistan? Why not try and extend it into Pakistan?
And John, if I can add something
quickly
to that.
Bill, you know, 30 seconds.
Yeah, the Pakistani government, I'm sure, hoped that the Afghan Taliban would rein in the Pakistani Taliban. But in doing so, obviously, they understood the links. And so, you know, as Ambassador Haqqani had stated, the Pakistani state clearly was delusional if they thought that the leopard would change its spots here.
Bill Ragio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Hussein Haqqani, the Hudson Institute, former ambassador to the United States from Pakistan. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.